Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura. And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic, you know, who knows when the fuck this episode is going to come out. I mean, we haven't scheduled, but things happen. I feel like saying this is going to come way ass too late, but it is a difficult time in the world.
It is. It is.
I feel silly doing anything but talking about and championing Black lives and this very important historic moment. That said, self-care is really important. It is essentially a radical act to take space for yourself when you need it and to provide your own pleasure, whoever you may be.
Yes.
That is amazingly something that you can do without infringing on someone else's rights.
You can do it on your own.
Yeah. So it does feel helpful to be talking about vibrators today.
Yes. It's true.
And to be talking about touching yourself with or without toys.
Right. Pleasuring yourself while you're alone because, A, we're in a pandemic, and B, because we all need it.
Without rest and restoration, we wouldn't be able to
hit the ground running, going out there.
Or keep up a long, sustained fight, which is what we are in the midst of.
Exactly.
Midst of.
Yeah.
You get it.
Anyways.
I know what the word is. I just couldn't say it. I couldn't manage two consonants in the same sound.
Oh, you know what the word
tired.
Is? Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Rachel.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Yes, vibrators. I have to say, you know, I'm grateful that we're doing this episode because I need something to look forward to, and I love vibrators. So I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be talking about this.
I'm excited to be talking about them in porn, too.
Right.
Because we've obviously talked about vibrators plenty, and they've come up in other episodes, but they aren't really a mainstay of porn. You know, you don't see enough vibrators in porn.
You don't. And every time I do, I'm grateful. I'm excited because I am, you know, a woman who needs a vibrator in order to orgasm. Having an orgasm is hard for a lot of women.
It's true. It's fucking hard for me. I even actually struggle with vibrators, if I'm honest.
Like, yeah.
The first vibrator I got, it took some doing to figure out how to use it.
Interesting.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but I think I remember like an Amazon doodad was like your first sex toy, your first vibrator.
I bought it on Amazon. It was a version of a rabbit. And it turns out I actually don't like rabbits, but that was like, you know, because of Sex and the City, I was like, oh, that's just a vibrator that everyone should have. And I didn't think that I didn't understand that you could have vibrators that don't go inside you. Like, I didn't understand that, like, all vibrators are not supposed to be inserted.
Some are fluid and can go inside or outside.
Right.
I had one of those terrible, like, metallic-y purple jams. Why were they all purple? I had one of those metallic-y jams that, like, vibrated but was just, like, rough. Like, just didn't feel good on my... Like, it took so much to... What I remember learning is that I actually had to work the vibrator on top of the vibrations, which is still true of any vibrator I use today. Like, I've got to, you know, trick my clit that way. Like, sustained vibrating pressure is good, but like the motion and the pace of relief from that sensation, and then the return of that sensation is specific to my orgasm.
Interesting. So I'm not like a settings gal. Like I like just like going like a sustained I like a sustained vibration. Like I don't want like the like the or like the you know what I mean? Like I just want like a bzzz. That's what I'm looking for. I also now, after, you know, experimenting with a rabbit, I learned that I just like clitoral stimulation. So I'm like, you know, I'm not looking for something that goes inside me. So I want it to be hard on my clit. I want it to be a wand, essentially. That's what I love a wand.
Yeah, wands. My current standby is a wand because it's I like the like the give of the like silicone head and pressure on my clit also. But I am a settings gal, I will say, particularly in the like lead up. Like that is really helpful and like. Getting things going and making it kind of fun and being like, whereas like if I just do sustained pressure with like one vibrating setting, it like gets me close, and then like me doing like a vigorous motion on top of it will like help me come. So I actually enjoy the settings as like a way to meander into the forest, if you will.
sure You know, I did in researching this episode, I found out like a lot of different because I really only know like wands and like G-spot vibrators and rabbits, but there's like so many more types of vibrators out there. I didn't know that there was that like egg or bullet vibrators can be used for insertion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I never really think about that.
That much I knew, but I would not have used that way. Like bullet vibrators, I just used to be like discreet during my they mustn't hear me years.
Right.
You know.
But I would never have thought to like put it in me.
Yeah, I mean that sounds like a little overwhelming, I'm sure, to some, but ultimately like it's not gonna run all the way away. You could get into like a situation of being like, oh no, now I have to get it out, but like gravity and your fingers can be helpful in getting something out if it feels like it's gone too far. Mm-hmm. I would prefer a vibrator I can just hold on to so I can control it while it's inside of me. And I will say that my recent exploration is into the world of G-spot vibrators. Like, I know that I need, I definitely need a external stimulation to come, but I am trying to learn more and explore more about an internal supplemental vibration.
Good for you.
I have, well, we have our new Lelo toys.
Right, it's true.
I got the Gigi 2, which is not at all how we were told to pronounce it.
I believe it's the Gigi.
Yeah,
but
I wanted to feel fancy, Rachel. Cool. I wanted to say Gigi as if I too am European and bougie with my vibrator vibes.
So we should mention this is an extra special episode because it's sponsored by Lelo, which is like the creme de la creme of luxury vibrators. By like 2016.
Dream partnership, frankly.
By 2016, 16 million Lelo products have been sold. They've won over like 36 major international design and industry awards. They're always on like the top vibrators to buy. If you look at Oprah, if you look at Women's Health Mag, Refinery 29, they are just the best. And I have to say, before this collaboration with them, I had a Lily, and I still use it to this day. It was my favorite vibrator, my go-to, lives on my nightstand. But I got a Sona 2 Cruise, and that has, my God, it has taken over the real estate on my nightstand. I can't say enough.
Can't
about
put it
this.
Away, huh? Can't stay away.
I really can't because let me tell you something about this thing. I mentioned earlier that, you know, it's hard for me to come. Which is common because according to a 1999 report in the Journal of American Medical Association, 25% of women have difficulty having orgasms or can't have them.
Wow.
So luckily there's vibrators.
Gotcha.
And this
is very helpful because I would even aim higher than I was like 25%. Like everybody has trouble, but that sounds like real difficulty. Like
right.
Maybe has not yet had one.
Right.
Or had more than a couple in their lifetime.
Right.
As opposed to being like, it takes me 45 minutes and a real dedicated hand.
And I'm sweating and my arm hurts, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this thing, literally, I think it makes me have an orgasm within like less than a minute. It's insane. And this is like, it's won a lot of awards because it uses like sonic waves to send vibrations.
Yeah, I was really curious about this.
Yeah. So
and we're
going to
talk about it a little bit later around the video as well.
Right.
Because that's also a Sona.
Yeah.
But I just was curious like what the difference of sensation there was for you or like how like... Can you tell that there's a difference between a sonic wave and like a regular vibration?
What's interesting about this thing because it's like it goes around your clit, so it's not actually like touching your clit, and it's kind of like sucking it essentially.
Wow!
But it sends vibrations to your clit and like goes through like gets like you know further past and like deeper than just like an external vibration.
Wow.
Insane. It gets like the whole internal structure of your clit. It's, I was like, I literally like put it on and I was like, oh my God, I have to, give me a second. That was quick. and so it's really great for like long edging sessions, which is something that I'm into. I love to have, you know, waste 2 hours of my afternoon just edging. And also what's really cool about this thing is like the cruise control thing aspect of it. So it reserves about like 20% of its full power. So that way when you press it harder against your body, the motor begins to drop power and then that extra 20% is unleashed. So there's no reduction in intensity. And it's completely automatic. Like it's not like a button you have to press. It's just like the harder you press it against your skin.
So the harder you press, it automatically strengthens the intensity of the vibration. Wow.
It's unreal. It's unreal. It's got like 12 different settings, waterproof, you know. That's also like really nice silicone.
I'm like, gotta catch them all.
I know. I can't say enough good things about this fucking vibrator. It's changed my life.
Wow. So I've been playing with the Gigi and I've just been playing around with like G-spot stimulation, which is something I haven't been interested in because it has a flat tip. So it's not the kind that like wraps around the head of your clit. It's just about vibration and stimulation.
Uh-huh.
Also waterproof.
Right.
8 modes.
Mm-hmm.
Also silicone, which is like the only kind of sex toy I really dig.
Me too.
The vibe,
because
the texture is so important to me.
Yes. Agreed. It's also, like, sleek and sexy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that brings up a thing I was thinking about, because I feel so blessed to just be sent sex toys thanks to the work that we do, and to be, like, you know, unconcerned about the budget for that. But I was thinking about it, and I was like, I mean, this is a luxury sex toy, and it's... The one that I got, I think, is $130 at, like, regular retail price.
Yeah, they're stunning.
And I was like, that's a lot of money for a sex toy. Yeah. But if you think about, like, investing in yourself, like, I would rather spend that money on a vibe that I can use for years than on, like, one pair of boots.
Right,
you know, like, I'd rather spend that money on, like, my own pleasure for months to come than on, like, looking good at a party. You know, or like whatever, you know, like I'm like, if I got to look a mess, like because I've been masturbating too much with my fancy toy, that's where I want to allocate my budget.
Because it has like gold trim on it. Like I literally just feel richer when I use it because it's like, it looks so beautiful.
I'm it like, is a very just... grown up feeling to be like, I have a bougie vibe.
Yeah.
Like,
you better believe it's going to sit on my nightstand for forever. And I hope that when people come over and see it, all of the people I'm inviting over to my home, into my bedroom.
Your parents' house where you're recording right
now? Exactly. That they're like, wow, she's got money.
And she's got money. She wants us to know that she masturbates all the time.
Exactly.
As if anyone you would be inviting over wouldn't know that by then, but okay.
Yeah. There's just something about her aura. She's glowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the use of vibrators in general have just gotten more and more common as time has gone on. This was like a study that was done in 2009 for the Journal of Sexual Medicine. About 53% of women in the United States aged 18 to 60 have used a vibrator. They're used more frequently for clitoral stimulation, 83.8% of users, and to a lesser extent as an insertive device, which was only 64%. Which just, you know, really just hammers the point that, like, women need their clit touched. Women, people.
There's a joke in there about hammering the point. Uh-huh. It pressure drills into your clit the point that
people who have vulvas.
Clits be helpful.
Yeah.
Well, the very important thing to note here that I realize we haven't said, although we've said it many times in the show before, is that the clit is shaped in a different way than people had previously thought, and that the external head of your clit is like literally the tip of the iceberg. And when we refer to a G-spot orgasm or to G-spot stimulation, we are still referring to clitoral stimulation. We're just referring to internal clitoral stimulation. So that's what I'm playing with now.
It's just the back end. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just getting at it from another angle.
New, it's like, what happens when I engage the entire engine as opposed to the pistons that fire at the, I don't know anything about cars, so I'm going to stop that metaphor right there.
You're really proving that to me
now.
Interesting to note also, according to the study, married women are more likely to use vibrators than singles, but this was done in 2009, so I don't really know if that still rings true.
Because
I feel like more and more younger people are obviously leading the sexual revolution and, you know, going away with shame and saying, I'm out here masturbating.
Yeah, I could hypothesize about, like, why that is. And I'm like, is that partially because in some long-term relationships, like, sex lives dry up a bit, and that it's that women who are in longer-term relationships actually masturbate with vibrators more or rely on them more than single folks who are having more casual sex with more partners? I don't know. I was trying to draw a correlation there, but I don't have the stats to back it up. But that could be part of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's also 2009. Like, who even knows what's going on?
That was literally, like,
ages ago.
So long ago.
11 years.
A decade.
So much has happened.
I was going to say a decade, like, as a joke, but no, that's a decade.
it's more than a decade.
It's
not even a joke. Yeah.
So people who use vibrators are more likely to engage in more health-conscious behaviors, like gynecological exams and gynecological self-exams, things like that. So if you use a vibrator, there's a correlation between, like, being healthier, which is nice.
Yeah, I think there's a correlation between being sex positive and educated and investing in your own sexual pleasure and investing in your own sexual health.
Boom.
That tracks.
Boom. She said it. studies also show that vibrator use is associated with more positive sexual function.
So the idea being that, like, working with a vibrator in general, like, it's just healthy to be sexually explorative and to be having vibrator.
You're more positive sexual function. I guess I'm not really sure what that means, but, like, just, like, the sexual engine in general works better. I don't know.
Yeah, it tracks to me that, the metaphor I want to apply, I don't want to scientifically or literally apply this, but metaphorically, like, if you exercise,
yeah,
you are healthier. So if you are masturbating and bringing blood flow and you're keeping your cardiovascular system down there active, then that would support sexual health in general.
Yes, absolutely. Also, compared with women who've never used vibrators, those who did reported a greater likelihood of orgasm, greater sexual desire, easier arousal, and more self-lubrication. Equal or better sexual satisfaction.
See, this is also very helpful because I think there's a myth that's like, there's a stand-up who made a joke about it, and I forget his name, but it was like, men are marijuana and vibrators are heroin. And it's like, yeah, you're not going to get as high from someone. Like, the joke being that, like, vibrators are something that men have to sexually compete with. And, of course, I'm talking about hetero relationships, as this comic was.
Right.
But the myth, I think, is, like, if you get used to a vibrator, you can't come other ways. Or if you get used to a vibrator, you know, like, that's actually not at all true.
I have experimented with that.
Yeah, I've experimented with that to great lengths in my life of using vibrators on my own or with partners. And, like, I've made a point to not use vibrators for phases of my life to make sure that I know how to get myself off with my hands. And it's not like, oh, my clit forgot how. It's just being, like, you know, creating different patterns of stimulation for yourself. But it's not a race, y'all. These are all just tools that are at our disposal.
That actually reminds me of this quote that I found in actually Psychology Today, of all places, by this guy, Michael Castleman. He said, "Does driving ruin you for walking? No, it just gets you there faster." And I was like, yes, Michael. Preach. Okay, we got a man on our side. I should also note that there's a 2010 study in the Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy found that 43.8% of heterosexual males in the United States had used vibrators. Among non-heterosexual men, 49.8% have used vibrators. These terms, and I feel like the way that they collected this data is obviously a little dated. But again, this was 2010. So vibrators are for everyone, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
I love it.
There are cock rings, things like that.
I was just going to toss into the mix something I found in an article from 2018. So I assume this is still true, though I don't know.
Things are changing.
That in Alabama, obscenity laws still prohibit advertising and selling vibrators.
What?
This was a 2018 article that in Alabama, you can't sell a vibe.
I mean,
that is some archaic shit.
Alabama.
Catch up.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you want me to blow your mind with some history?
Honey, you just try to blow my mind as much as the Sona 2 Cruise has, but, you know.
Okay. I'm going to try.
Try.
It's good. I'm about to debunk something that we have said on this show and that I held firm as, like, one of the things I knew to be truest about vibrators. Oh, you're making a face like you also found this. I found a BBC article that posits that vibrators, so many of us know or believe or have believed that vibrators were used as a device to treat hysteria in women, that they were a medical device, and that orgasms were a method to treat quote-unquote hysteria. Hysteria is a now, all, like, outdated term that would describe anything from fucking headaches to, like, crankiness to, like,
sexual appetite.
I need to get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found this very thorough BBC article that does a pretty good job of saying that the research that determined that was incomplete and that that is not the case. So, the idea that doctors used vibrators to masturbate women for hysteria can be traced back to a book called The Technology of Orgasm, Hysteria, the Vibrator, and Women's Sexual Satisfaction, published in 1999. It was written by the historian of technology, Rachel Maines, who is a researcher at Cornell. Despite the book's resounding popularity and acclaim, the theory has some pretty unstable foundations. According to a recent paper published in the Journal of Positive Sexuality, this study is the latest piece of research by historians seeking to undermine the claims of the technology of orgasm. And it holds on both the history of sexuality and the popular imagination. So there's many points laid out in this, and this is a very lengthy article. The one of the co-authors of the paper that challenges that historical theory is Hallie Lieberman, who said that from what I knew of the history of sexuality, it sounded unlikely that doctors would be doing this.
Right.
when I checked the book's sources, that is when I first really thought, okay, there's something up with this. And then it goes out on just to point out specific like holes in and lack of evidence and what Rachel Maines had originally proposed. It's actually that like that kind of treatment goes back to like Greek and Roman days.
Yeah.
And there's especially flimsy evidence around that. What Hallie Lieberman is actually saying is that vibrators existed and were used as a medical tool to like largely substitute for massage, but mm-hmm. that this notion of hysteria and a complete like ignorance of the female orgasm wasn't the case because female orgasms were known about and there was study beginning about them in the time, but that it was like they weren't really used sexually until the 20th century.
Yeah.
Like until after 1900.
What I also really loved about that research is like she pointed out like how unfair that is to say that like women didn't even know how to give themselves an orgasm, that it was like still through the male narrative. You know?
Yeah.
It was like male doctors had to be like, here, let me try to do this thing. And women were like, oh my yeah. God, I didn't know. Which is like how
yeah,
unfair.
It was, yeah, well, it was interesting to point. I mean, I sort of bought it in the past because I was like, how crazy to not be aware of your orgasm and just to feel an amazing sensation because your doctor did something for you. But I'm yeah. like, wouldn't we get to talking, though, yeah. and be like, this thing happened. Like, it's once you think more deeply about it, you're like, no fucking way. It
yeah.
was, like, literally no woman aware of an orgasm or
right.
her own orgasm and unable, at least. Like, and also if there was something that fucking unheard of and amazing that, like, no woman had done, like, wouldn't they be talking to each other? Like, wouldn't it be incredibly, like, prevalently
yeah.
happening that women would be like lining up to get their hysteria treated,
and
you know?
More unrealistic yet is that a man is going to be the one to do it to you.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't believe it. I don't buy it after I read that article.
Yeah, well, the other thing the article pointed out too is like, yeah, it's kind of a less sexy headline to
right.
be like, nope, like they were just
yeah.
what have you, and. Lieberman also acknowledges, like, there might have been cases where a vibrator was used that way, but, like, potentially abusively.
Yeah.
Like, if you are working a vibrator on a woman's vulva and
yeah.
she doesn't have a full understanding of why and what's
body,
happening, that
right.
is abusive.
Yeah.
So this whole, like, this sort of idea we have about how they were used is, like, not an altogether cute thing
yeah.
to look back at if we believe that it was just doctors sexually abusing their patients and giving them orgasms against their will. Like,
yeah.
it's so it was, I that blew my mind. I'm glad you found that research too, because
yeah.
I, you know,
yeah, it's insane.
Who knows? Pamphlets, just one last detail about
uh-huh.
it. I just thought this detail was interesting. Pamphlets proclaimed their effectiveness, meaning vibrators, against insomnia, paralysis, neuralgia, epilepsy, consumption, sciatica, lumbago, I don't know that I pronounced that right, gout, deafness, vomiting, constipation, hemorrhoids, and sore throat. Like, basically, the vibrator was
yeah.
thought to be this, like, cure-all massage tool. And, like, wouldn't have been entirely counterproductive, but certainly, like...
Right.
There's other stuff you can do.
It's funny because I use my vibrator for all of those things today.
Yeah, yeah. Deafness, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Nausea, vomiting. The vibrator was the first Vitamita Vegemin, is what we're learning.
yeah.
But yeah, so I also was doing some research about the history of it. And just like advertising, you know, we'd start to see advertisements for like personal massages. Or personal massagers in, like, you know, the late 19th century. You know, it was, like, something, you know, for your skin and, like, made your skin glow. And then we started to see in vibrators in early porn in the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And then soon after that, ads started to disappear because people kind of realized, you know, what people were actually doing with them at home.
Yeah.
So they stopped
advertising. Yeah, I saw imagery of advertisements for vibrators
oh,
that
yeah.
were
back really
suggestive.
Vintage. Yeah.
Yeah, very vintage, but still just, like, relaxing, like, for the mom at home. But, like, there's a little bit of a wink, you know, towards, like, what do you do with a massager, you
right,
know?
Right.
Love
And then they started to reemerge, obviously, in the 60s during the sexual revolution. And then in 1966, John H. Tavel applied for a patent for the cordless electric vibrator for use on the human body. And they've continually been improved upon to this very day.
To this very day.
I know.
And onward into the future.
I know. I just can't
I mean, if we're using sonic waves on our clits right now, what are we even going to be doing in 20 years?
Oh my God.
I feel like I'm just going to like spread my legs and wink and like my whole body is going to convulse.
I can't
Which,
wait.
You know, I can't wait to have that option, yeah. you know, or as just like flip the switch and edge for 2 hours, yeah. you know, like why not?
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Should we do that showdown?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. First we have, he controls my vibrator and keeps me cum.
Oh. He keeps me cum.
Keeps me cum.
He keeps it in a bottle around his neck.
Yes. Yes, in a tiny jar on many shelves in a closet.
He keeps me cum.
Yeah, that was obviously keeps me cum safe. It was obviously like keeps me coming, but right. it was cut off, and I was, yeah. it's funnier.
It is
funnier. It's
funnier
this
You're
way,
right.
listeners. We're just trying to do our best right. here.
This is a remote control situation?
Yes.
Love a
yes.
remote control vibe. I have to
Lots
say.
Lots of those.
Love
I've
them.
Never actually done a remote control vibe with a partner. Mm. I have one under my bed, but yeah. I've never done the like, no, you go over there
yeah.
and I'll be over here.
Oh, it's fun.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I've never prioritized that, but I want to. Stuff to add to the bucket list,
I
you know,
mean,
when we thought we ran out.
Let's do it.
Next we have, this one just sort of weird, but I'll toss it in here.
Okay.
Online sex shop for sex toys, such as pocket pussies, sex dolls, vibrators. This was just an advertisement and not even a video.
Oh,
it was just
smart.
A like title card that said that. It had 3 views.
Oh.
So
bless them. One of which was you. Sh-
yeah, one was me. So we're up to 4, baby.
Oh, wow. You know, I gotta say, creative. They just didn't they it was a workaround instead of like buying advertising space on Pornhub. Gotta hand it to him. We should do that.
The ingenuity. Yeah.
Pretty soon you're going to be searching for porn, and there comes an advertisement for this podcast.
Yeah.
Would you click yes well, or no? You better.
Well, we'll see what platform we land yeah, on. Right. I have reservations I about who
yeah,
we
sorry.
Collaborate with in this moment.
That was right. said with a wink.
Yes. Yes, of course. Next, we have Mummified Purple Veda. Get some human ashtray play and vibrator torture.
Mummified.
Mm-hmm.
Purple.
So this person is wrapped up.
Okay.
In like latex or tape. Like,
oh,
like they're sort of hand wrapped up.
Yep.
And then they get some human ashtray play and vibrator torture. Human ashtray play was
yes.
not something I was familiar with before.
Me neither.
Were you?
Can you explain it to me a little bit? I can
I'm
imagine,
certainly not an but... expert, considering my experience does not extend beyond the thumbnail of this video.
Yeah.
But my guess is that it's like...
I don't even have a lot of experience with a regular ashtray, so... A human ashtray, I can't even...
I think the idea is that, like, you as the human are the ashtray and are ashed upon, but
uh-huh.
that could be... Could be wrong.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that could be limiting, too. That was sort of what I gathered from this video, and I have not done... research on it yet, but
right.
Maybe we'll do an ashtray episode,
maybe, yeah.
and maybe someone will write in and tell us what that's about.
Right.
And we'll do our own research. Yes. Learning new things every day. Hot cam girl releases an insane squirt thanks
Ooh,
to a vibrator.
I bet you it was a that's Sona 2 cruise. Because,
yeah, that
my
was just
God.
Like a classic standby. Yeah.
My God. She releases a squirt. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds
She releases.
Cute.
I mean, really, it just was the word release that
yeah.
was a nice touch there.
Right.
She releases an insane squirt. Like,
right.
release the hounds.
Yeah.
Release your squirt.
Let the dam break.
Next, we have double toothbrush vibration and multiple orgasm with post-orgasm torture.
Interesting. So they're using an electric toothbrush.
Two of them.
Two. Wow.
Double toothbrush vibration.
Wow.
That just makes me feel tired because I just think about my toothbrush with like the pokey ass thing that the itself like sits on, and I'm just nervous for pokey things.
Right.
But
my toothbrush is nowhere near powerful enough. I've got like a Philips Sonicare. It's nice, but it's not like, you know, it's not bringing the horsepower that I'm looking for. It's certainly not a sonic wave.
See, what's funny about that is it is sonic care. So you're just all about those sonic waves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess it is. I said it's certainly not sonic wave, but it absolutely is sonic waves. Wow. I'm learning a lot.
Smaller ones.
I'm learning
teeth,
a lot.
Teeth level sonic waves.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. We're going to do Femdom Milking Glory Hole Vibrator Controller Filling Up Condom.
Whoa, okay. So she's using a vibrator on someone.
Yes, okay. This was elaborate. So there is someone on top, a penis-having individual.
Uh-huh.
Penis is coming through a glory hole.
Oh.
Person down below, femdom down below, is milking said phallus with a vibrator controller, and this person has a condom on their dick.
Oh, I see.
I just bumped my mic. This person has a condom on their dick.
I see.
And it is
getting filled.
Filling up the condom. So the image was like
a water balloon.
Just a condom, a condom with a ton of jizz at the tip.
Oh, wow.
And then just like a dick, like strapped up, sticking through a glory hole up top.
Nice.
A lot to process there. A lot to keep track of.
Thank you so much for explaining it to me and to our listeners.
You know, I felt like that one needed,
it did,
you know, a clear visual. Uh-huh. So
thank
I came
you.
Prepared.
Thank you.
Last one.
Uh-huh.
Chastity cage slave anal vibrator cum challenge comes in less 2 minutes, day 6.
Whoa. We think they've been going at this for 6 days?
Yes, I believe this was a very specific, like, challenge that this performer or this person with their profile put up. Chastity cage slave anal vibrator cum challenge comes in less 2 minutes, day 6.
Maybe it's an anal vibrator, which is also a lovely thing to own. Love a vibrator that goes in your butt.
I think so. I believe that those were associated, and I think this was someone in a chastity cage, and like how long would it take or how long could they go without?
Wow.
Day 6.
Lots of implements there, you know?
A lot of detail there. A lot involved. Really packed in.
Packed in
a lot to that title.
A lot. Yeah. Something for everyone, you might say.
A little. At least one of those terms is for you. You might not be for all of them, but
anal.
I would think something there.
Anal for me personally.
Challenge for me.
Of course,
love a competition.
You do. You love a competition.
Day 6. Oh, all right. Course. Should we take a quick little break?
Let's take a break.
We're back to talk about, I observed a funny thing, particularly like looking for the showdown. And I'm trying to figure out if this is like the aggregates responding to my algorithm or like my response to like their algorithm responding to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing more and more verified profiles popping up on my homepage. Like,
nice.
I think that is a natural result of there being more performers than ever, but there's less like random crap and more actually performer provided content that seems to be on my homepage these days. And I even checked an incognito mode to be like, ignore my history.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the same stuff popped up, you know?
Nice.
Like, so I just observed that and thought that was interesting. And that, like,
just a reminder.
I also wondered, like, what would happen if Pornhub required verified content.
I mean, that
would
be
amazing. If you had to verify your is there any bad result of that we know of?
No.
Because my thought is that's actually a very clear, you know, for those who don't know, verifying your profile on Pornhub is actually quite easy. Like, if Ryan Creamer can do it with an ID and a dream, anyone can.
Yeah.
You just have to confirm your own identity. So
I mean,
if revenge porn surfaced, it would mean we could trace it to the source that posted the revenge porn.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And it would also prevent piracy, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just a thought, Pornhub. We know you're listening.
Food for thought, Pornhub. Food for thought. I also the other night caught myself drunk and wandering down the aggregates and was like, I've been here before. Have you ever done that where you're like looking for porn and you're like, oh, the E2 Mama Tambien sex scene led me to this sex scene from a movie I haven't even seen. And you're like, wait
I'll
a minute,
never see
I
it.
Have jailed
yeah.
off here before.
Yeah. Nice to see you again, old friend.
Yeah, I have to confess that I sometimes go back to the aggregates and watch movie sex scenes because mm-hmm. they're some of my favorites.
I know. I get it.
And it's not the best way to consume porn or jill off too, but, you know, I was feeling nostalgic and was like, wait a minute.
It's nice to rotate one's roster, you know, in a spank bank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like going through yeah. a Rolodex and you're like, oh,
which
I forgot about you.
Yeah, I guess I'm also answering my own question, though, because we're contradicting what we said about, like, prohibiting piracy and just watching pirated movie sex scenes on Pornhub is no better than, like, watching random shit necessarily because, you know, when somebody signs a nudity rider and gets their residuals for a movie, they're not getting residuals for when I masturbate to them on Pornhub, so...
Well, this
we're all a part of the problem, folks,
yeah.
and we all gotta do better.
Take this opportunity to learn.
Yeah. All right, without further ado.
Yes.
Let's talk about daughter controls stepmommy's vibrating panties at dinner with dad.
From Mommy's Girl.
MommysGirl.com. Starring Sherry DeVille and Kenna James.
Wow, what a scene.
What a scene.
Sherry DeVille is a funny performer to me. She's just
yes.
like, I do believe there's an awareness there, but like it. What a performance.
Yeah. She's a lot. So we open on a tightly wound stepmom. If you don't get me your wine, my wine. Like she just
I
needs
need
wine.
Wine.
And she's screaming at her husband
yeah.
to go get wine. We soon find out the wine is merely a tactic to get rid of the husband because
right.
somehow, and I think we're jumping into the middle of a larger scene here.
Oh, for sure.
But somehow stepdaughter has...
snuck a vibrator?
Gotten a hold of a vibe remote control and somehow the vibe is in stepmom and
panties.
Stepdaughter is controlling it on her phone.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, are they vibrating panties? Because I never saw a vibrator.
I didn't either, and I thought... It was either vibrating panties or an internal vibe.
Yeah.
That we didn't see. Because I also didn't see them vibrate or those panties vibrate.
Right.
You know?
As someone who has worn vibrating panties, there is still essentially a vibrator in the crotch part. You know?
Is this the remote control action you were messing with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yes.
Can I ask about it?
Well, sure. What do you want to know?
What were you doing? What happened? What'd you do in those vibrating panties?
We didn't even go out. It was like, just let me just try them on. And then I was like, okay, yeah, this is fun. And then I was like, but it's not strong enough. So that was the one and only time I've used the vibrating panties. I mean, maybe we'll do it again.
So it's just kind of a fun little experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly haven't really thought about them because, you know. I haven't been able to go outside in so long. It's just not the same if you're just walking around the house wearing them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
But it's also, you know, it's not like the most comfortable thing to walk around in because it is like a vibrator. You know, it's like a little bullet, but it's still like in your crotch. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the video.
Yes.
We've got some, like, remote control vibing happening, and then husband comes back a couple times to be like, I couldn't find the wine, and she's like, just go get it from the cellar. Like, she's just very urgent to get rid of husband.
Right.
And then stepdaughter goes down on stepmom from under the table. Husband comes back in one more time. We maintain the myth of, oh, no, the man's not onto us, even though we're blatantly underneath a very large kitchen table.
Yeah.
And then they both get under the table and fool around.
Yeah.
And fuck, basically.
Surprise, surprise. I had a lot of questions. Mostly, like, did she not know that that there was a vibrator? Because she was like, I seem to be having a reaction to something that you're doing on your phone.
That's why I was like, I don't
know.
What's going on? Somehow there's, is it panties? Is it an internal vibe? Like, how did she, this is why it's a larger scene where maybe she somehow got the vibrator into her stepmother?
I don't know. Yeah, porn world.
Porn universe, she's napping. Like, who knows what they did?
Yeah.
Dubious consent, you know, is at play here. I don't know. I don't know what was happening, but she's got a vibe.
There was an interesting 69 titty suck.
Oh my God. Booby 69 is in my notes. Where, like, one's on top of the other and they're both sucking each other's tits. And I was like, you know what? That's actually not a half bad idea.
I was like, how have I never thought or seen this before?
Yeah, it just is a funny, we're under kitchen table, here we are kind of thing.
Right.
And it just, I think, happened to be that they're like, their bodies sort of lined up that way.
That was on a storyboard, I think.
That
was on a storyboard.
Can I point out?
Yes, please.
A couple fun things. Sherry did a lot of, like, hair moving, a lot of, like, moving her hair out of the way for the shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very mainstream thing.
Yes.
At one point she said, stepmom, like, when they started to, like, make out under the table, like, you heard her just try to get the line in, like, I'm your stepmom, and we want to emphasize that, but it was, like, unintelligible.
Yeah.
I thought that was a fun detail.
I couldn't handle the noises she was making as she was going down on Kenna.
Remind me?
She just
do your
was
best
like,
impression?
Like, I'm all about, like, making some sort of vibrating noise on with one's mouth, but, like, it was a little excessive.
Yeah, you mean, like, a little bit of humming and moaning, but, like, nothing that crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Yeah.
It was just, like, very performative.
Yes. Can we talk about how Kenna looks eerily like Gigi from Love is Blind? Did you watch that show on Netflix?
A little bit. Does she?
It's a problematic show. I don't endorse it.
Yeah.
I kept being like, who does she fucking look like? That's her name, right? The
Gianna?
One who's like an influencer. Gianna? Yeah. Who's
or
like...
Janina
the thing about
or something?
Me is I... And I... Like that...
And she's got like a raspy voice.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
She looks so... I could just be mashing people up in my imagination, but she looks so much like her to me. And then I just started probably superimposing that Sherry looked like Jessica from Love is Blind. Like, I was like, is this Love is Blind parody porn?
Okay,
because I just feel like there's an eerie resemblance.
That makes sense.
You see
to
it,
me.
Right?
Yeah, now, yeah,
like,
for
just
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah, yes. That's funny. I didn't think about that.
It was a whole different way to watch it. Made it a lot better, honestly.
Points for them. For, you know, really being aware of what's in right now.
I think this is an old film, but...
No, I'm going to go with that it's a Love is Blind parody.
Parody. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's red wine. He says, I got your favorite Malbec.
Yeah. The obsession with wine certainly tracks with the, like, Love is Blind correlation. The, like, maybe you should have chilled out with the wine vibes. Yeah.
She also does this insane, Sherry does this insane thing when, like, the dad comes back up and she, like, covers her mouth and she's like, don't shut the fuck up, don't you fucking say anything. She's, like, gritting her teeth and, like, screaming at her but silent. And I was like, I'm scared.
Yeah, one could call it an over-the-top performance style.
Yes.
It's hard to say whether she's entirely aware of how far she's taking it.
Who knows?
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Good, you know.
Yeah.
Good. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Wishing you the best, Sherry. Not for me.
This is also something that, like, this is obviously a mainstream video because they both get fully naked, like, at the very beginning. Like,
yes.
They go under the table and then they're like, but we have to get naked. before we do anything.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't love.
Let's just be naked under this kitchen table. I mean, anything that's, like, sneaky and, like, scandalous and, like, ooh, we daren't, but we must. Like, I think it's funner to lean into the, like, the challenge of the hookup. And this one, I was just like, I'm confused. Yeah. Like,
you guys aren't being quiet enough.
It's harder to suspend my disbelief.
I know.
And harder to, like, I like the urgency of, like, shh, like, we shouldn't be doing this.
Me too, you know? Too. And also.
And as soon as you, like, lift that curtain, if you, like, burn it down, like, it removes some of the enticement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I lose that aspect. Right. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Anything you liked about this video in particular?
Other than the booby 69? At one point, Kenna, who still had, like, her wedge heels on, had, like, her feet up on the, like pressing up on the underside of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, oh, that was a cool move.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. That's a cool move. Like, while, you know, Sherry was going down on her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, no, not really. Yeah.
All right. Shall we move on? The answer is no. Yeah. It just felt inauthentic and male-gazy and, like,
yes.
The logistics of it were just confusing and over the top.
Yeah, it didn't do much for me.
Didn't do much for me.
Moving on.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
So this is a little vid from Many Vids.
Yeah.
It's just called Testing the Lelo Sona Cruz from a performer that goes by Skin Sin.
I have to say, I loved that we got a email saying we're helping her achieve her goal of going to art school.
Yes.
That made me feel really good.
That's an executive decision that I made as I was purchasing the video. Like, I bought the video for, you know, the specific, oh, amazing. Like, our, like, Lilo is here and we can talk about this specific toy. And then it was like, do you want to add a tip to help me go to art school? And I was like, fucking right, I do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I threw in some extra money towards fucking art school.
I love that.
I, you know, I'm congratulating myself about it, whatever. It's still nice.
Well, it made me feel really good about watching this porn, so thanks.
Yeah, I like that this performer includes that in her platform and in her, like, here's how to tip me. What's interesting is a lot of her videos, too, do seem to take place on a campus or, like, in, like, semi-public. Like, she has a, like, Naked in the Library video, like, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
So I think she incorporates a little bit of that into her work.
Yeah.
And we are not unfamiliar with CAM people who do art school stuff.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Vex is one we talk about all the time. So, you know, helping with art school,
you're
buying the video,
person.
Doing our part.
Yeah.
I also just really liked this video in general. Like, basically, it's exactly what it says it is. It's someone, like, trying out a toy for the first time. And it's really, like, playful.
Yeah.
Like, it feels really candid because she kind of laughs.
Uh-huh. Like, she's like, oh, it tickles. She's she's obviously, like, excited. You know, she's like, I just need to figure out how to use this thing.
Yeah.
Which was nice. It felt very vulnerable and real.
Yeah. And it makes, like, the like, sonic vibrations, or just the vibrations in general, make, like, a sort of funny sound, like, on her clit.
Yeah.
And she just laughs at it. Like, it makes a sort of, like, low vibrating sort of, like, could be mistaken for a vibrating fart sound or something,
and
she just kind of enjoys it rather than
being, like, embarrassed.
Like, there was nothing that felt performative about this video,
right?
Frankly, like, it felt really natural, and even when she started to enjoy the sensations of the toy, it didn't feel like she switched over and was like, oh, like it
not
felt,
at all.
Yeah, just felt very natural, and that she was just, like, leaning into the pleasure, and she was moaning a little bit, but not.
I know, it's funny to put it next to.
Again, not in a performative way.
Put it next to the other video that we watched, and, like, the so much fucking noise. And it was like, I believe this 1,000% more.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I also love that she was like, okay, I don't this is going to make me come pretty fast.
Yeah.
She was like, I got to hold on.
I relate.
Yeah. I was like, I know, girl.
Yeah.
And she like edges herself. You can start to see her body kind of buck, which I like love. Like that to me, I'm like, yeah, you can't actually fake that, you know?
Yeah.
Like I would be impressed if someone was like, you know, faking an orgasm and they like made their like ab muscles flex and like their asshole contract. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that to me, I'm like, that's just like physiological. You can't really recreate that, I feel like.
It's intense too. Yeah. Like the kegels that we sort of witness.
Right.
Watching this are very real and very like pronounced.
Right. And that
you
to
know,
me.
Like, I am like.
Yeah. I feel like it's relatable.
Yeah. It's also like a kink of many viewers. Mm. Like I know many people like to watch the physical response to pleasure like that, because you'll see it sort of detailed and be like, you can see like shaking or convulsing or buck, you know, like all of those things. So if anybody is specifically in it for that kind of thing, this would be a video for you for sure.
It's her pussy like throbbed. It was insane. And she
like, there's also a tiny bit of like, there's not a tiny bit, an accurate amount of wetness.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
The opening of her vagina, and she sort of plays with it a little bit. And I'm usually a fan of like supportive lube, but I think with this vibe, you don't necessarily need it. So it was actually kind of fun to be like, this is the amount of wetness that one can detect. And she kind of does a little like trail with it, like plays with it a little bit. And it's Yeah, she wasn't like insanely wet. I was like, that is actually an accurate amount of wetness that I discover after I've come without using lube. And it was nice to be like, here's a realistic amount, you know, like, it's so funny, like how rarely you get to just see like, a little bit of wetness, you know, because people have really all over the place expectations about that sometimes. Yeah. So
especially from mainstream porn.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a great video. And it definitely, I feel like, I mean, if I wasn't already sold on the Sona Cruz, it sells.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Anything else about this video, and or are either of these going into your spank bank?
I mean, I'm not really interested. I'm not really like someone who gets turned on by like trying out toy videos. But I did find this like titillating and like exciting. And I was like, I now would like to masturbate. So yeah, I mean, the ManyVids one I thought was great. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, I also don't tend to just like watch female solo videos, but it's like inspirational. I'm like, I want to play with that toy.
Exactly.
But I don't necessarily like need to be watching this video when I'm masturbating myself.
Right.
Because I tend to like to watch sex. But A, I think there are many people that would like this video who like to really watch, you know, natural female pleasure.
Yeah.
But also who would be like, how does that go? How does that go down? You know?
Yeah. I mean, I like watching vibrators, and because I like watching them like with sex, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's how I like to use them also. But this was, if anything, this made me watching this video was like, I want to join in on the fun. I want that.
Or even just, in my case, inspired me to take time for myself tonight, because these days I'm like masturbating less than ever, and it's really a problem. It is like affecting my physical health. I need to make more space for that.
You guys, it's so important. I can't recommend it enough. And if you guys are interested in any of the toys that we talked about, there's a link in the episode description.
And once again, thank you to our sponsor, Lello, and a reminder that you can get 20% off a Lello purchase by visiting lello.to/girlsonporn. That's lello.to/girlsonporn. And remember to use the discount girlsonporn, all one word, all caps, baby.
Masturbation is self-care. It's going to help you sleep better. It's going to be, it's a stress reliever. It's better for you, as we hopefully, proved in this episode.
It's important.
It's important.
Make space for yourself.
Exactly.
And then get back out there. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Twitter at GOP the Podcast, on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
And finally, we're looking for an intern! Are you a gender studies sexuality major or just plain college student who is as interested, if not more interested in porn as we are?
If you're interested in working with us, and you don't actually have to be a college student, but if it's helpful, we want to help you, you can find a contact form. It makes us sound creepy.
I know, it does.
We're looking for college students.
We want people desperate.
Yeah, if you're interested in working with us, you can find a contact form on our website to email us. We'll be accepting applications from all over as you be working remotely. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, any relevant experience, and why you'd be interested in working on Girls on Porn.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.